Whoa, wait.
Are we gossiping?
Rumination. When you can't let go of your past.
Number 15.
If you can't let go of your fucking act, you're fucking stupid.
You really are. Like, he's your extra reason. Ugh, I ate my hair.
Unadd that bitch off Snapchat. Block his number. Block his Instagram. Get him out of your life. After high school, you're not even gonna see him anymore.
Exactly. No one's gonna care.
Like,
some people are just stupid.
Just let you say your little part. How she has Stockholm syndrome.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. She's got fucking Stockholm syndrome. Where the person that kidnapped you becomes your lover. The kidnappee falls in love with her captor.
She wasn't kidnapped, but in a sense, she was.
He kidnapped her heart.
Yeah, and wanted to do fucking roleplay. The bedroom.
Yeah.
No, but I say, if you're still in love with your ex, don't try and find a relationship.
No,
don't
lead
people on.
Yeah, wait until you're done with him. Like, he's out of your life forever. Or she, I guess.
Whatever. Whatever team you play for.
Exactly. Wait until they're out of your life. And then go find someone after.
This shit's fucked.
Fuck yeah.
I don't know.
I don't either.
But let go of your past.
It'll come back to bite you in the ass.
That rhymes.
Fuck yeah. We're so good at this.
Wow.
Wait, what if somebody else kidnaps them and they fall in love with their captor again? But like, now they're in love with two people that kidnapped them.
Stockholm Syndrome Volume Triangle. 2.
How I Met My Second Husband. The trilogy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No, I'm saying, like, she then proceeds to talk to her thing's best friend all night.
Fuck. Just, why?
Like, are you trying to get options? Like,
is it like a waiting list or something? And you have to like interview them?
I don't even know. She's scared. Yeah. To let go of her, like the fact that you can't unadd the kid. Like the one that I was talking, she's like, I can't bring myself to do it. And I'm like, why? You're literally talking to someone.
Let me do it instead.
Let go of your goddamn past and don't lead people on, because that will literally
It'll ruin you forever and it'll ruin them forever.
You'd feel bad about what you did and they would just be broken.
And then they'd never want to fucking talk to you again or hear your apology.
And that will literally cause like trust issues and so on.
Yeah.
Trust issues aren't good.
No, they are not.
Ugh. I have many.
I have a few.
Mainly because people fuck me over and start fucking liking my best friend.
Shit.
And my best friend still goes for them knowing that I like them.
That's like cunt moves.
Oh, I know.
Like, you know that your friend likes someone, and then they decide that they're gonna like you instead, and then you decide to go without. That's a dick move.
I know, and that's a cause of like a lot of my trust issues.
They're basically rubbing in your face, like, oh, hey, I got with him instead of you.
Yeah. I went over to his house, had my first kiss with him exactly a week later. This was on a Wednesday. The next Wednesday, she went over to his house, had her first kiss with him.
They're both dicks.
Well, I'm somewhat friends with her still. Because I'm on the same soccer team as her, and I'm going to be going to the same school as her.
Stop.
He moaned. Like, honest to God, though, if you can't let go of your past and what has happened, I get that he hurt you, but you know what? You have to, like, move on, and you won't be able to move on until you delete his number, until you delete, like, him on Snap. Like, it's just, like, you can't, you're not going to be able to move on. You're going to scroll and see through his stories with his friends, or, like... Yeah, you might see him at school, but you know what? Walk the other way. Look the other way.
Don't even, like, associate him. Pretend he doesn't even exist. Or she. Pretend they don't even exist.
But I guess it's hard for her because she's still hooked on him, even though she's talking to another guy.
She's still going back to him. She says that she wants to let go of him, but she can't bring herself to do it. But it's like, you can't. You know that you want to.
But it's so like you want him as a backup, even though you don't know if he will take you.
Exactly.
Like, it's just like, what was I gonna say?
We're talking about backups.
I don't know, but like, I don't know if he wants to keep her as a backup, but it's the fact that she is so hooked on him talking to another guy. If she just leads him on, he's already hurt.
Exactly.
He is already hurt, and I can tell. By the way, he talks. He's already hurting.
He knows that he's just second.
He's not a priority. He's an option. That's what he feels.
He's the rebound.
Fuck.
It's like, if her plan doesn't work out, then he's what's next.
Yep.
But like, she still keeps him close enough that he doesn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And then she's trying to get the other guy closer to her, but she also wants to leave him.
So it's like, he came and she wouldn't even let him, like, kiss her.
Exactly.
Like, do you, like, even like him? Like, she literally said to my friend, I'm done with his shit. Like, he can go fuck himself. When he commented on that girl's post. He put, like, a diamond and an exclamation mark. But then here she is, commenting on his best friend's post with a fire emoji, too. In, like, an exclamation mark and everything. Like, I don't, like, why are you making it such a big deal if he comments a diamond on a fucking girl's...
It's just a fucking diamond. It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. And, like, the eyes... The eye emoji can mean you're fucking ugly as shit.
Exactly.
Like, but, like, who cares if, like... No, but like, don't go.
He can
and
talk to other people.
I just think it's to make him jealous. This is why she's talking to his best friend.
Exactly.
Because she knows he gets jealous very easy.
But like, this is gonna drive him away, and then this is gonna give him trust issues, and then he isn't gonna want to leave her after she's made him jealous enough, and then he comes back. He isn't gonna leave her again.
Yeah.
Because he knows that she's gonna hurt him if he tries to.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just going to be an endless cycle of him trying to leave, but then coming back because he doesn't want to be hurt. Yes.
But, like, I have a lot of trust issues, but that's also from my past experiences, and he has also had past experiences with girls fucking him over and everything. Therefore, he already has trust issues. You doing this is just going to make his trust issues way worse than they already are. Like, he has literally said multiple times, like, I don't know what to do. Because he knows in his heart, if you're treating her like a queen, and she's not treating you like a king, why are you even with him? Or why are you even with her? Like, depends on who you're dating. But
what's the point of trying to continue a relationship if both sides aren't really into it?
I don't understand.
I don't get it.
At least, like, it's just, don't lead someone on. It's just a dick move.
If you're not into them anymore, say something.
Yeah. That's like, yes, it may hurt them, but it's the best way to go.
It's better
and deal
than,
with the situation.
Yeah, it's better than finding out that someone you loved or has been cheating on you.
Yeah. So.
Wow.
Deep.
Shit.
Okay.
That was probably.
Wow.
I don't even know what to say.
Hi, Shane.
What's up?
Okay, well.
I don't really know.
That was a deep ass shit.
So, that could be our last one.
Yeah.
It was too small
to
work
anyway.
No.
Well.
Oh my god, stop.
Is it rumination? Rumination?
Is it what I used to do?
Rumination.
Do you still have it up?
Maybe. It's rumination. When you can't let go of your past, you can't start the next chapter of your life if you keep rereading the last one.
Shit, that's good. I like that.